You got an island like ours, not much here. You need major creative minds in the Chamber of Commerce to promote its possibilities for tourism. We don't have a charming little seaport town. We don't have cute little gift shops or seafood restaurants. We don't even have on 60 or 70 miles of waterfront a public wharf or a dock or marina. Nah, you pretty much need to drive to this island. Our old motto, the island you can drive to, was really a real estate pitch. More truthfully, it should have been the island you have to drive to. We have two really nice state parks side by side on the west coast, only about 20 miles from the freeway. One is the old Cama Beach Resort, restored now, and its cabins usually rented, making it one of the few state parks that runs a profit, which in these fiscally challenged days is pretty amazing. When folks ask what there is to do on Camino Island, I say, not much, just living. I'm happy as a free-range clam, but I've got a beach to walk and a woods to hike and plenty to keep me busy. A visitor to our fair island, well, a couple of rainy days in the suburbs they left behind start looking mighty inviting. No malls, no movie theaters, no taverns, no nightlife, not much of anything but inaccessible beaches and summer houses and us year-rounders. Probably seems like a vacation in a desert, only one with water, not sand. Nah, it's a hard sell when the San Juan's beckoning. Whidbey next door has quaint 150-year-old villages and tourist traps and ferries going hither and yon. We got a few mom-and-pop grocery stores, plenty of real estate offices, bead traps, and miles with nothing but scenery. People don't yearn for that anymore, I guess. It's why they carry phones and iPads and laptops wherever they go. The place to do nothing, our now abandoned ad slogan, just isn't going to draw a crowd. Okay by most all of us, except maybe the realtors.